One thing that helps me keep on top of things these days is my bullet journal. It's become incredibly popular lately, and for good reason. You see, I could use a pre-printed planner to organize my life, but those ready-made planners are just that, ready-made. They're very cookie-cutter and don't adapt to how I work or how I lead my life. Cue the bullet journal. It is, at its core, a very simple method. You just need a simple notebook and a pen to get started. You start by making a future log, where you write down the months on a page so you can write down any important events in the future. Then, every month, you take a page and write down all the days of the month on it. Next to each day, you write what you have planned that day. On the opposite page, you have a task list, what you need to do that month. After the monthly page, you just go with the flow of the notebook and write an entry for every day where you write your to-dos and events. At the end of each day, you review your list. What has been done is marked as such. What has become irrelevant is struck out. And what still needs to be done is migrated to the next day's entry. It sounds complex, but it really isn't. The method was invented by a man named Ryder Carroll, who called it the perfect analog solution for the digital age. You can add many things to the system. A popular addition is habit trackers. You make a table with a list of the habits you want to maintain or break. Then every day, if you have done the habit, you mark an X in the corresponding date box. I know it has helped me so much. Many people have adopted this system and have built upon it and elaborated. A simple search on any social network will bring you photos of gorgeous layouts and organizers all based on this system. It might seem really daunting. Ultimately, however, underneath all the embellishments, it is a system that works. It helped me get my life in order and exercise my creativity at the same time.